An active weather pattern will occur this week, causing some travel delay across parts of the Midwest and raising the risk of not only some flooding in some locations during the latter part of the week and into the weekend, but possibly setting the stage for some very impressive snowfall for the upper parts of the Midwest. The forecast for the near-term part of this week is not too bad. A little bit of rain, a few thunderstorms occurring across parts of the region this morning will continue to work their way eastward as we go forward through the day. Most of the precipitation will wind down as we move overnight tonight, and it should be relatively quiet across the region as we get into the day tomorrow. Additional moisture that occurs across the region today is expected to be somewhat on the light side. We'll look for anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch running upwards to 0.5 of an inch or so. There may be something a little bit greater in a few spots, especially in Ohio and parts of eastern Kentucky. The majority of the precipitation, like I said, though, will be over tomorrow morning, and we'll look for some clearing skies for a very brief period of time. Another low pressure center, though, is expected to be moving into the upper parts of the Midwest and the northern plains tomorrow, and this will likely generate some snowfall from North Dakota into parts of Minnesota, and most of that will move off into parts of Manitoba and western Ontario without much further ado for the majority of the Midwest. There may be a few inches of snow that accumulate, though, in that region. The next larger storm system to impact the Midwest will get underway as we move into the day on Wednesday and Thursday. During those 2 days, we'll see rain occurring across many areas again, from eastern Kansas to Wisconsin and eastward into Ohio and Michigan, parts of Kentucky. All of these areas will see a variety of rainfall amounts. I think the majority of the precipitation will stay light. We'll look for anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to an inch of moisture. There will be some potential for something a little bit heavier in a few spots, but we don't expect it to be very common. The bigger storm system that we want to watch out for is the one that comes late in the weekend and early next week. Confidence in this event is very low at this point, but some of the computer forecast models have suggested torrential rains may occur across parts of the lower eastern Midwest, and some very impressive snow may occur in the western Corn Belt, and in particular the upper parts of the Midwest. And if that storm system comes to fruition, we may have some flooding on our hands across parts of the Midwest and some serious travel issues. So be aware, for your trip back home after the Christmas holiday, there may indeed be some travel issues that are present for us to deal with. Obviously, the travel on Wednesday into Thursday is not going to be the best, but most of the precipitation that occurs during that time period is expected to occur as rain. There is some potential, though, that there may be a little bit of snow on the backside of the storm system coming out of parts of Kansas and Nebraska and working its way into Wisconsin and a small part of Iowa, but I don't think that we'll see that cross the Mississippi River in a significant manner. The temperature bias this week are certainly going to be a warmer than usual once again. We'll see the afternoon temperatures warming up over the next 2 days, with readings in the 40s and 50s likely in the eastern parts of the Midwest. A lot cooler in the west, though. Temperatures will be in the 20s and 30s in the upper Mississippi River Basin area, and some 40s and lower 50s will occur further to the southwest. By the time we get into the afternoon tomorrow, we'll look for a lot of 40 and 50 degree readings in the northern Midwest, and 50s and some 60s possible in the southern portions of the region. And the very warmest weather will probably occur on Wednesday with 60 and maybe some lower 70 degree highs in the Ohio River Basin, with 60s reaching all the way up into southern Michigan and parts of northern Ohio. Cooler air will hold back for a little while, but we will eventually see a cooling trend across a big part of the Midwest, the coldest weather likely over the weekend and into the first half of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.